The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. This is our hymn and greeting tonight as we celebrate this Easter Vigil. This Easter Vigil, as indicated in the rubrics of the Roman Missal, is the greatest and most noble of all solemnities. This vigil, which means staying up all night, has its roots in the night of Passover, when the Israelites stayed awake, waiting for the Lord to deliver them. Like them, we gather as a family to tell the stories of our salvation and draw strength from the remembering. The most important thing is to allow the symbols of this night, the light, darkness, Paschal candle, the waters of baptism, the bread of life, to capture our imagination as we wait together in joyful hope for the good news of God's victory over death. In the process, we discover for ourselves the glory of the cross. Our readings recall the salvation history from the book of Genesis to the fulfillment of our redemption. We know that the Word of God is our life, and from there we are inspired, called to act and do the will of God the Father, proclaimed and manifested through His Son Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh. In our Gospel, we recall the holy women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, who very early on the first day of the week, when the sun has risen, they went to the tomb. When they found that his body was not there, and saw a young man dressed in a white robe, who said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Our readings gives us hope and joy because the Word of God was accomplished. This Easter Vigil has a lot of liturgical meaning, essential in our daily lives, as we journey and deepen our faith. We recall that Friday's liturgy ended in silence. Tonight's service begins in darkness. We often forget Holy Saturday, the day of the Lord's entombment, a day clothed in darkness and despair. Imagine the sadness and despair of the disciples on that day. Their dream has been shattered, and they watch their friend, the one in whom they had put their hope, die a horrible death. So we begin the Easter Vigil by allowing ourselves to sit in the darkness and gather into our hearts all those places in our hearts that long for the light of Christ. As the Easter candle is carried in solemn into the darkened church, Father Jonathan, or Deacon Stephen, proclaims the words, "Christ our light." And we responded, "Thanks be to God." And as everyone lit our candles, we hear the first proclamation of Easter in the exalted, a song of joy and exaltation. This is joyful, solemn, compared to the exuberant joy of the glory to God and gospel alleluia. As we imagine the church filled with candlelight and faces waiting in quiet hope, we sing the triumph of God's mighty love. The Easter Vigil liturgy, as it was originally imagined, is a night watch, hearkening back to the night the Israelites stayed awake in vigil, waiting for the Lord to deliver them from their slavery in Egypt, like they did. We tell the stories of our salvation, beginning with the story of creation and culminating for us in the story of Easter morning. Between each of the vigil scripture readings, we respond with a psalm. The psalms are the prayers of humanity coming before God, reaching out to God with praise, repentance, thanksgiving, or lament. This psalm response combines several of the psalms used during the Easter Vigil liturgy, an expression of the wonder of this night. Within the structure of the Vigil liturgy of the Word, the glory to God is traditionally inserted immediately at the conclusion of the readings from the Jewish Old Testament as both a preparation and announcement of the New Testament scriptures. We now sing with a level of joy we've not yet expressed on this holy night. Imagine yourself being able to dance the joy of this age-old hymn that proclaims God's glory. The church has always considered the proclamation of the gospel scripture to be one of the high points of any liturgy. To set this scripture apart from the rest, we sing the gospel acclamation, the Alleluia, to announce the reading. Today is ever more special because we are about to proclaim the Easter story itself, the announcement of God's victory over sin and death. Much like a trumpet fanfare, the acclamation rouses us to pay attention and to pay attention what's about to happen. This is the heart of our faith. After my homily follows the baptismal liturgy, the blessing of water and renewal of baptismal promises. Dating back to the early tradition of the church, Easter was the day when new members were welcomed into the community by baptism, which we do not have tonight. The symbols of baptism permeate the vigil liturgy. This is the time when the catechumens would make their profession of faith. It was also the time when the entire community is invited to renew their baptismal promises and make their profession of faith along the newly baptized. We are invited now to make those promises again and profess the faith we share. Finally, the preparation of the gifts and the Eucharistic prayer. This solemn prayer marks the high point of the entire liturgy. The documents of the church call this prayer the center and summit of the entire celebration. It's called the Eucharistic prayer from the Greek word Eucharistia, which means to give thanks and praise. Everything in the night, in this night's liturgy up till now, has been leading us up to this moment when we proclaim our thanks and praise to God, who has blessed us with such abundance even in the midst of our darkness and brokenness. And so together we lift our hearts in thanksgiving. And we end this Easter vigil with sending off the faithful with "Go forth." The Mass is ended, "Alleluia, Alleluia," in which we all respond, "Thanks be to God, Alleluia, Alleluia." And this is now our part, to proclaim to the whole world that Christ is risen. This is now our mission, to share the gospel of joy to everyone by living it every day of our lives. Like the holy women, we need to live and proclaim it to all the whole world. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us all be witnesses of the resurrection. Let us all be Easter people, joyful, happy, and hopeful. So, in behalf of Father Jonathan, Deacon Stephen, and Tom, and our staff, I would like to greet you, Happy Easter, and may the risen Lord continue shower you with endless blessings. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Amen.